This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, November 30th. Well, cattle markets generally quiet for the day. Feeders trading an inside day at the low end of Monday's range. For live cattle, markets tried to get a little bit of a bump, especially on the Feb contract. Looked like it was going to, you know, get some momentum going to the upside, and then it kind of just ran out of gas. So we closed just slightly higher, but a market that had taken out the previous day's high and just could not hang on to those gains. So kind of disappointing trade there, but the market does seem to be stabilizing at least. We don't see much of a continuation to the downside like we've seen over the last four or five sessions. In the cash trade, fairly quiet so far. Box beef values were mixed again. Choice was up 21 cents at 255. Select was down 271 at 226. The spread gained another 292. We're sitting at 28.92. So just in the last 2 days, the spread between choice and select has jumped $11, and it's pretty impressive. We did that on 152 loads for the day. Cattle slaughter so far this week, we're sitting at 256,000 head. That's 1,000 less than last week, and it's up 11,000 over a year ago. The feeder cattle index getting another bounce, a pretty strong run here. We're up another $1.66. We're sitting at 178.85. Now there too, the last 2 days, we've seen the feeder cattle index jump up $4.50. So pretty impressive run for the feeder cattle index, which is a moving average. So to see that kind of a jump is impressive. And of course, you're missing some days because of the holiday, but still, it's a good run for them. For cash details from last week, we had the Fed trade averaging around 156. That was up 3 on the week and up 18 over a year ago. Dress trade at 245 was up 3 on the week and up 29 over a year ago. Dress weights 836 pounds, that's up 1 on the week, down 7 from last year. Rib prices were at $482, that's up 21 on the week and up 7 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 240s, down 2 on the week, down 36 from a year ago. So year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is running 1.6% ahead of last year. Cow slaughter is up 5.4% over last year. Dress weights are down 0.1%. Beef production is up 1.4% over last year. So I don't expect to see those numbers change very much considering how late in the year we are. But so getting back to the futures, I think that we're probably going to get a little bit more to the upside would be my guess. We'll try to take a stab at testing the highs that were put in last week, but I think we've already formed our seasonal highs. Any rally we get into that first week of December, which some would argue would be this week, but it could be next week, we'll probably see one more effort to bounce there. The cash market's firm, certainly strong enough to support the futures, but I do think that we're going to be rolling over and seeing some pressure as we work our way through December. It's just a normal seasonal pattern because of the big push-up that we've had in the cash. That, my guess is that the packers are just wrapping up whatever they need to get done for the holidays, and they'll settle back here. Trade will probably be fairly quiet, but I think it will just have more of a drifting lower type of attitude to it. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.